Hier ist Radio 99%. Wir sind auf der Aktionskonferenz in Frankfurt und ich habe jetzt hier eine Gesprächspartnerin aus Italien. Es ist Paola. Hallo.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
She joined us coming from Italy to this conference. What was your impression from this conference here?
I think that it was really interesting because it was an opportunity to come together not only on a German level but also on a transnational one. There was a wide participation from Italy, France, Belgium, Spain and Greece and Slovenia and whatever. So I think that this could be really important in order to connect different local struggles on a wider level.
You, coming from Italy, as I understand, Bologna, there is also a certain serious situation which leads to some protests.
Yes, of course. There is a very hard situation in Italy because the new government, with the called technical government, is most serious and then most dangerous than the previous one. They are making real reform of the labor market that is reducing social rights of workers and the support for the condition of crisis or the opportunity to retire in future time and whatever. But the problem is also that many working places are shutting down and closing, and so locally in my city, for instance, dozens of firms and of logistic services are protesting against the shutting down or against the cuts to production and to the salaries, the wages, and migrants also are up now because our pricing now because the government enacted a new tax on the residence permit, so that perhaps it can happen to you that you have to pay 500 euros to renew the residence permit and you have to pay this a couple of times a year. So you can imagine that this is a strong attack to the everyday life condition of workers. And there is so a local protests and the reaction, and what we are trying to do is that of connecting all these struggles. That is the reason of the name of my group, which is Precarious Disconnection or Connection. That is, we know that all these struggles are disconnected, but we need a common field. We need to meet and discuss together, because precarity is one common thing, but within precarity there are different conditions. You can be a migrant, you can be a woman, you can be younger or older, and it is not the same to be migrant, woman, younger and older, even though we are all precarious. So we try to make this difference, communicate, and to find a way of struggling against this process of precarization. And to be here in Frankfurt is a way of empowering this local process, putting them on an international level, because of course European policies are not only the national politics of each government, and we also know that this is a global process, and what is happening in Auckland and New York is a crisis, and that also the struggles must be global. So small steps toward a big target.
So you're talking about some activities, for example, in your country, the place where you come from, and you also create some local protests or try to find solution to certain problems. As you mentioned, different people facing really individual situations. As I understand, so your activity or from your group is facing more a broader audience. Well, not audience, but representing or trying to think in the way of taking the position of various people, not just like, for example, a workers' union, which has a very clear focus on the activities they do or provide or focus on.
Yes, so the first thing is that we are not an institutional or a representative group. We are persons, men and women, migrants, not migrants, who used to work together. This is the most important thing, because our credibility, trustability, I don't know how to say, is exactly that. We don't pretend to represent nobody. We just practice an everyday attempt to connect different individual or local struggles. And yes, we try to be different from the traditional structures because, for instance, the unions used to protest against this or that maneuver, this or that change in the national contract of the workers in that or this other sector. What we are trying to do is to point out that there is a condition which is general. Precarity is transversal, and it is a political issue because it does not depend from this or that labor contract. This depends on the power relationship, and they are really changing the power relationship at this moment. So our aim is that of finding out, to build out the space of a political expression of this kind of opposition to this kind of process. And, you know, yes, I hope that we also are able to speak with the unions, but this is because we speak with the workers, and each worker has a union card in his, you know, in his pocket. So, but it does not matter for us what is your union, what is your party or whatever. We are interested in build up something that is not already existing, something new. That is what we are doing.
So what is your impression from the meeting, from this conference here in Frankfurt, which leads to some activity during the year? What is your vision or expectation to progress in the way of protesting or achieving something?
I think that it is necessary to share experiences, and I'm pretty sure that what Frankfurt has to offer is a very hot spot of European politics. So if we will succeed in blocking the activity of the European Central Bank, would be great, because the message that we will be able to launch is, look, that we are able to stop you. But this is not enough. This must be an acceleration toward much more spread and rooted struggles against this kind of economic regime and political decision against so many people in Europe and in the world. So, but I think that this could be an empowering moment, and I hope that it will succeed. I remember Rostock. You German have a lot of things to teach us from this point of view, so perhaps it will be successful, and this is our hope.
So thank you, Paola.
Thank you very much, and good luck to all. See you soon in Frankfurt.